The federal government is challenging Washington House Bill 1723 in court. That law, passed this year, creates a presumption for Hanford workers that some diseases are occupational, making it easier for them to receive workers' compensation without having to spend possibly years to prove they became sick from working at Hanford. Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he was surprised the federal government waited to file any challenge to the law, despite having opportunity to make its concerns known, but didn't do so until they sent a letter of concern at the end of October.
My legal team had a call with them yesterday to discuss the federal government's concerns, try to clarify what appears to be a misunderstanding of federal and Washington state law. The federal government chose to go ahead and file this lawsuit anyway. We believe that Congress has given authority to the states provide workers compensation benefits to injured contractors on federal land, the situation we have here.
Senator Karen Kaiser, who helped craft the legislation, said it was designed to help many Hanford workers who were in dire straits.
If you had sat through the hearings that we held over the last 2 years, listening to the injured workers who could hardly keep their sentences together because of the neurological damage they were suffering from their bodies hardly being able to function, you know that sure and certain relief had not happened for these workers.
Bob Ferguson is optimistic a state challenge will be successful to the federal lawsuit. Senator Kaiser says if the feds' suit is successful, she would go back to Olympia to try another route to give the workers another chance at compensation. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.